Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Jessica Goldberg, whose play Better is currently playing at the Atwater Village Theater. Jessica's a graduate of the Juilliard School and NYU's Dramatic Writing Program. She was a Tennessee Williams Fellow at the University of the South, a recipient of the Lecompte Denoyer Stipend, the first annual Helen Merrill Award, and a 2000 Barilla Kerr Foundation Award. She's also been a resident at New River Dramatists, a member of Pan America Center, and her plays include Get What You Need, Refuge, which won the 1999 Susan Smith Blackburn Prize, Ward 57, Body Politic, Good Thing, Sex Parasite, The Hunger Education, The Hologram Theory, and Stuck. So welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Better is a play ultimately about family, and it begins with Annie, who leaves her husband home in New York as she visits her family. And ostensibly it's because her father's dying of cancer, but she's got a few secrets that get uncovered as well. And without giving too much away, because I always like to try to help entice people to come, can you talk a little bit about Annie as a character and what's driving her when we first meet her?
I think she's sort of in that sort of place in her life where, you know, things haven't gone the way she had planned, and her father has cancer, so she goes home to visit him, and I think she's sort of asking herself big questions about her future as she goes home.
And small town life, because she's from a small town, also comes under the microscope in your play. And why did this feel like rich territory for you as the playwright?
I grew up in Woodstock, New York, so I always. I am from a very small town, and you know, I think that's, you know, just part of who I am, and you know, and it filters into my work.
Excellent. Well, meanwhile, as the characters are beginning to interact, secrets are starting to emerge, and I don't necessarily want to reveal them because I want to make sure people go out and see the play. But how are these family secrets remarkable in this piece?
How are they remarkable? Let's see. I think the family secrets are actually, they're sort of simple in a way, I think everybody's trying, you know, with the sort of this impending death and this impending place of transformation, everyone is having, you know, coming to terms with some things that have haunted them. And the play is quite hopefully light and fun too. So when I say haunted, there's a certain joy to everything that happens, hopefully. I mean, there's serious subject matter here, but I feel like they're at that sort of weird place, with the sort of literal and metaphorical death coming into their lives of, like, burying something so that they can move forward or accept who they've become. You know, it's a real, like, sort of, like, act two play.
And then relationships and also shifting alliances are also part of the landscape of Better, and several characters make reference to things being better in the future, particularly John, and I wondered how this concept was important other than obviously being the title of the play.
Well, I guess, you know, it's sort of like the fantasy for human beings that things are going to get better. And even when we're sort of going through these horrible, unfathomable tragedies like losing our parents or marriages in trouble, you know, the thing we cling to is like the life raft of hope that things will be better. And I think that's what everyone in the play is doing. So John, in particular, I think his, you know, he works with athletes, so he has a whole sort of, you know, the betterment of the body and, you know, physical prowess, But everyone sort of has that concept in their own, you know, in their own way. It's dramatized for every character a little differently.
Well, Leslie, I always like to ask people what they're working on next and what we might be able to look forward to in the future. So anything you can tell us about now?
Gosh, great. I mean, I am working on, well, I work on Parenthood, the TV show, so that's
fun. Oh, great.
The last season of that. And I'm sort of developing my own show at Hulu, so who knows if anyone will ever see it, but that would be certainly a fantasy.
What's
and,
that about?
It's about a marriage in a new religion.
Mm.
So, and it's a made-up sort of hippie, stocky religion. and then you know I took some time off from writing plays and I've really engaged with them again, so I'm sort of I never know what they're about when I start them, so you know I'll have to, it'll be a big surprise, but I hope to write a new play soon.
Well, maybe we can look forward to that next year.
Yeah, hopefully that would be fun.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and break a leg for the show.
Thank you so much.
Better is a production of the Echo Theater Company, and it plays at the Atwater Village Theater through November 9th. It's directed by Jennifer Chambers and stars Meredith Bishop, Andrea Grano, Malcolm Adera, Jeremy Maxwell, Jonathan McLean, Suguta Miller, Eve Segal, and Joe Spano. For more information about tickets, visit www.echotheatercompany.com or email the box office at boxoffice@echotheatercompany.com. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.